Some pastors try to whip their people into action with guilt-inducing sermons. This procedure can drive many people to work harder, but the end does not justify the means. Guilt-evoking messages can undermine the very foundation of grace in a believer's heart. A pastor may feel successful when his people are doing more, but I look at their hearts. I grieve when I see grace eroding, with weeds of anxious works creeping in. I want you to relax in the assurance of my perfect love. The law of my Spirit of life has freed you from the law of sin and death.
Consider the following words from Scripture about God's Spirit.
I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 2.
Think about the source of guilt in your life. Recognize that there is no condemnation for those who are clothed in God. Ask Him to help you recognize the guilt-evoking messages and to heal your mind. Rejoice that the law of God's Spirit and life has freed you from the law of sin and death.
September 8th. Accept each day exactly as it comes to you. By that, I mean not only the circumstances of your day, but also the condition of your body. Your assignment is to trust me absolutely, resting in my sovereignty and faithfulness. On some days, your circumstances and your physical condition feel out of balance. The demands on you seem far greater than your strength. Days like that present a choice between two alternatives: giving up or relying on me. Even if you wrongly choose the first alternative, I will not reject you. You can turn to me at any point, and I will help you crawl out of the mire of discouragement. I will infuse my strength into you moment by moment, giving you all that you need for this day. Trust me by relying on my empowering presence.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about relying on God.
Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior. Psalm 42, verse 5. For to be sure, he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in him, yet by God's power we will live with him to serve you. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 25.
Think about what you rely on to get through your day successfully. Recognize that God is encouraging you to trust in Him absolutely so that He can carry you through this day. Decide to turn to Him as your source of strength and thank Him for helping you withstand discouragement.
September 9th. Walk with me along the paths of trust. The most direct route between point A and point B on your life journey is the path of unwavering trust in me. When your faith falters, you choose a trail that meanders and takes you well out of your way. You will get to point B eventually, but will have lost precious time and energy. As soon as you realize you have wandered from your trust path, look to me and whisper, "I trust you, Jesus." This affirmation will help you get back on track. The farther you roam along paths of unbelief, the harder it is to remember that I am with you. Anxious thoughts branch off in all directions, taking you farther and farther from awareness of my presence. You need to voice your trust in me frequently. This simple act of faith will keep you walking along straight paths with me. Trust in me with all your heart, and I will make your path straight.
Contemplate the following words from Scripture about trust in God.
Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Psalm 9, verse 10. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Psalm 25, verses 4 through 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6.
Consider if you are prone to letting negative thoughts steal your peace. Combat these thoughts by voicing your trust in God frequently. Whisper, "I trust you, Jesus, to help keep you on track." Give thanks to God for keeping you on the straight path.
September 10th. I am always available to you. Once you have trusted me as your Savior, I never distance myself from you. Sometimes you may feel distant from me. Recognize that as feeling. Do not confuse it with reality. The Bible is full of my promises to be with you always. As I assured Jacob when he was journeying away from home into unknown places, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. My last recorded promise to my followers was, "Surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Let these assurances of my continual presence fill you with joy and peace. No matter what you may lose in this life, you can never lose your relationship with me.
Ponder these words from Scripture about God's unfailing love.
Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20.
Consider how you are wired for companionship and the benefits it brings to your life. Remember that God has promised to be with you always, and thank Him that through any kind of loss, your companion will help you withstand it.
September 11th. Rejoice in me always. No matter what is going on, you can rejoice in your love relationship with me. This is the secret of being content in all circumstances. So many people dream of the day when they will finally be happy, when they are out of debt, when their children are out of trouble, when they have more leisure time, and so on. While they daydream, their moments are trickling into the ground like precious balm spilling wastefully from overturned bottles. Fantasizing about future happiness will never bring fulfillment, because fantasy is unreality. Even though I am invisible, I am far more real than the world you see around you. My reality is eternal and unchanging. Bring your moments to me, and I will fill them with vibrant joy. Now is the time to rejoice in my presence.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about contentment.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 and 12. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. Psalm 102, verse 27.
Examine whether or not you think you are content. Recognize that when you are rejoicing in the presence of God, you are celebrating what is eternal and unchanging. Ask God to help you live in the present, rejoicing in your love relationship with Him, and to find out what true contentment really means.
September 12th. Receive my peace. It is my continual gift to you. The best way to receive this gift is to sit quietly in my presence, trusting me in every area of your life. Quietness and trust accomplish far more than you can imagine, not only in you, but also on earth and in heaven. When you trust me in a given area, you release that problem or person into my care. Spending time alone with me can be a difficult discipline because it goes against the activity addiction of this age. You may appear to be doing nothing, but actually, you are participating in battles going on within spiritual realms. You are waging war, not with the weapons of the world, but with heavenly weapons, which have divine power to demolish strongholds. Living close to me is a sure defense against evil.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about God's peace.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John chapter 14, verse 27. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4.
Consider how often you sit quietly before God. Acknowledge that this time with Him better prepares you for life's many spiritual battles. Thank the Lord for His continuous gift of peace He gives to you during these times.
September 13th. Come to me and rest. Give your mind a break from its habitual judging. You form judgments about this situation, that person, yourself, even the weather, as if judging were your main function in life. But I created you first and foremost to know me and to live in rich communication with me. When you become preoccupied with passing judgment, you usurp my role. Relate to me as creature to creator, sheep to shepherd, subject to king, clay to potter. Allow me to have my way in your life. Rather than evaluating my ways with you, accept them thankfully. The intimacy I offer you is not an invitation to act as if you were my equal. Worship me as King of Kings while walking hand in hand with me down the path of life.
Listen to the following words from Scripture about judgment.
Do not judge, or you too will be judged. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. John chapter 17, verse 3. But who are you, O man, to talk back to God? Shall what is formed say to him who formed it, Why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for noble purposes and some for common use? Romans chapter 9, verses 20 through 21. Which God will bring about in His own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 15.
Check in with yourself to see if you have a tendency to be preoccupied with passing judgment. Practice turning your daily judgments into statements of gratefulness this week. Ask God to give you an attitude of humility and thankfulness.
September 14th. Worship me by living close to me. This was my original design for man, into whom I breathed my very breath of life. This is my desire for you, that you stay near me as you walk along your life path. Each day is an important part of that journey. Although you may feel as if you are going nowhere in this world, your spiritual journey is another matter altogether, taking you along steep, treacherous paths of adventure. That is why walking in the light of my presence is essential to keep you from stumbling. By staying close to me, you present yourself as a living sacrifice. Even the most routine part of your day can be a spiritual act of worship, holy and pleasing to me.
Consider the following words from Scripture about your relationship with God.
The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. Psalm 89, verse 15. Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2.
Reflect on times when you've hit a standstill in your spiritual journey. Ask God to help you find ways you can approach those lulls in your life and turn them into times to seek His presence. Thank Him for allowing you to live close to Him, and remember that there is always progress in His care.
September 15th. Rest in me, my child. This time devoted to me is meant to be peaceful, not stressful. You don't have to perform in order to receive my love. I have boundless, unconditional love for you. How it grieves me to see my children working for love, trying harder and harder, yet never feeling good enough to be loved. Be careful that your devotion to me does not become another form of works. I want you to come into my presence joyfully and confidently. You have nothing to fear, for you wear my own righteousness. Gaze into my eyes, and you will see no condemnation, only love and delight in the one I see. Be blessed as my face shines radiantly upon you, giving you peace.
Ponder the following words from Scripture about God's love.
Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. John chapter 15, verse 13. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Numbers chapter 6, verses 25 through 26.
Consider what makes you worthy of love. Come to realize that God abhors seeing you have to work to be loved, and grieves when you feel you aren't good enough to receive it. Ask God to show you your worth. Bask in the love and delight He wishes to wrap around you.
September 16th. I designed you to live in union with me. This union does not negate who you are. It actually makes you more fully yourself. When you try to live independently of me, you experience emptiness and dissatisfaction. You may gain the whole world and yet lose everything that really counts. Find fulfillment through living close to me, yielding to my purposes for you. Though I may lead you along paths that feel alien to you, trust that I know what I am doing. If you follow me wholeheartedly, you will discover facets of yourself that were previously hidden. I know you intimately, far better than you know yourself. In union with me, you are complete. In closeness to me, you are transformed more and more into the one I designed you to be.
Ruminate on these words from Scripture about God's transforming power.
What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 through 18.
Consider how living a life apart from God would leave you incomplete. Acknowledge that God has designed you to live in union with Him, and this brings you to completeness. Give Him praise and thanks for working out His purposes for you, and that He is transforming you into who you're meant to be.
September 17th. You will not find my peace by engaging in excessive planning, attempting to control what will happen to you in the future. That is a commonly practiced form of unbelief. When your mind spins with multiple plans, peace may sometimes seem to be within your grasp, yet it always eludes you. Just when you think you have prepared for all possibilities, something unexpected pops up and throws things into confusion. I did not design the human mind to figure out the future. That is beyond your capability. I crafted your mind for continual communication with me. Bring me all your needs, your hopes, and fears. Commit everything into my care. Turn from the path of planning to the path of peace.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about planning.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. In his heart a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Psalm 37, verse 5.
Examine if you have a need to control your future. Acknowledge that peace will not come by engaging in excessive planning, and that in our own strength we cannot prepare for all the possibilities. Lift a prayer of thanks that God can help you turn from the path of planning to the path of peace.
September 18th. Seek to please me above all else. Let that goal be your focal point as you go through this day. Such a mindset will protect you from scattering your energy to the winds. The free will I bestowed on you comes with awesome responsibility. Each day presents you with choice after choice. Many of these decisions you ignore and thus make by default. Without a focal point to guide you, you can easily lose your way. That's why it is important to stay in communication with me, living in thankful awareness of my presence. You inhabit a fallen, disjointed world where things are constantly unraveling around the edges. Only a vibrant relationship with me can keep you from coming unraveled too.
Give thought to the following words from Scripture about good choices.
But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases Him. John chapter 8, verse 29. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24.
Think about all the choices you make daily and how you prioritize them. Realize that pleasing God is always the first choice you should make. Ask God to show you that living in thankful awareness of His presence will help you handle all the choices you have to make every day.
September 19th. There is a mighty battle going on for control of your mind. Heaven and earth intersect in your mind. The tugs of both spheres influence your thinking. I created you with the capacity to experience foretastes of heaven. When you shut out the world and focus on my presence, you can enjoy sitting with me in heavenly realms. This is an incredible privilege reserved for precious ones who belong to me and seek my face. Your greatest strength is your desire to spend time communing with me. As you concentrate on me, my spirit fills your mind with life and peace. The world exerts a downward pull on your thoughts. Media bombard you with greed, lust, and cynicism. When you face these things, pray for protection and discernment. Stay in continual communication with me whenever you walk through the wastelands of this world. Refuse to worry, because this form of worldliness will weigh you down and block awareness of my presence. Stay alert, recognizing the battle being waged against your mind. Look forward to an eternity of strife-free living, reserved for you in heaven.
Consider the following words from Scripture about being true to the Lord.
And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Do not love the world or anything in the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 17.
Ponder the images the various media push at you and how they affect your worldview. Acknowledge that in the midst of the image deluge, it is easy to get distracted and difficult to keep your mind alert and clear. Ask God to help you concentrate on Him and allow Him to fill your mind with life and peace. Thank the Lord for counteracting the downward pull of the world.
September 20th. Try to see things more and more from my perspective. Let the light of my presence so fully fill your mind that you view the world through me. When little things don't go as you had hoped, look to me lightheartedly and say, "Oh well." This simple discipline can protect you from being burdened with an accumulation of petty cares and frustrations. If you practice this diligently, you will make a life-changing discovery. You realize that most of the things that worry you are not important. If you shrug them off immediately and return your focus to me, you will walk through your days with lighter steps and a joyful heart. When serious problems come your way, you will have more reserves for dealing with them. You will not have squandered your energy on petty problems. You may even reach the point where you can agree with the Apostle Paul that all your troubles are light and momentary, compared with the eternal glory being achieved by them.
Reflect on these following words from Scripture about staying focused on God's Spirit.
A man's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand his own way? Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 through 18.
Give thought to how you approach life's inconveniences and your reaction to them. Ask God to show you which problems you should shrug off as petty cares and frustrations. Make a point to unburden yourself from the small stuff this week and see if this brings more enjoyment to your life.
September 21st. Wait quietly in my presence while my thoughts form silently in the depths of your being. Do not try to rush this process, because hurry keeps your heart earthbound. I am the creator of the entire universe, yet I choose to make my humble home in your heart. It is there where you know me most intimately. It is there where I speak to you in holy whispers. Ask my spirit to quiet your mind so that you can hear my still, small voice within you. I am speaking to you continually, words of life, peace, love. Tune your heart to receive these messages of abundant blessing. Lay your request before me and wait in expectation.
Consider the following words from Scripture about God within us.
And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. Psalm 5, verse 3.
Reflect on how you make yourself open to the promptings of God's Spirit. Acknowledge that God has made a home in your heart. Give Him thanks for this incredible privilege, and thank Him for how He speaks words of life, peace, and love into your existence every day.
September 22nd. Trust me and refuse to worry, for I am your strength and song. You are feeling wobbly this morning, looking at difficult times looming ahead, measuring them against your own strength. However, they are not today's tasks or even tomorrow's. So leave them in the future and come home to the present, where you will find me waiting for you. Since I am your strength, I can empower you to handle each task as it comes. Because I am your song, I can give you joy as you work alongside me. Keep bringing your mind back to the present moment. Among all my creatures, only humans can anticipate future events. This ability is a blessing, but it becomes a curse whenever it is misused. If you use your magnificent mind to worry about tomorrow, you cloak yourself in dark unbelief. However, when the hope of heaven fills your thoughts, the light of my presence envelops you. Though heaven is future, it is also present tense. As you walk in the light with me, you have one foot on earth and one foot in heaven.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about your future with God.
The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise Him. My Father's God, and I will exalt Him. Exodus chapter 15, verse 2. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23.
Examine your belief that your future is safe in God's hands. Ask God to empower you to handle the tasks of today as they come, and leave your worries about the future to His strength. Rejoice that as you walk with God here on earth, you get glimpses of heaven on the journey.
September 23rd. Walk with me in the freedom of forgiveness. The path we follow together is sometimes steep and slippery. If you carry a burden of guilt on your back, you're more likely to stumble and fall. At your request, I will remove the heavy load from you and bury it at the foot of the cross. When I unburden you, you are undeniably free. Stand up straight and tall in my presence so that no one can place more burdens on your back. Look into my face and feel the warmth of my love light shining upon you. It is this unconditional love that frees you from both fears and sins. Spend time basking in the light of my presence. As you come to know me more and more intimately, you grow increasingly free.
Give thought to the following words from Scripture about forgiveness.
Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Psalm 68, verse 19. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18.
Look closely to see if you have accepted the power of forgiveness in your life. Ask God to set you free from any burdens of guilt you are carrying. Praise Him now that His unconditional love frees you from all fear and sin.
September 24th. Live first and foremost in my presence. Gradually you will become more aware of me than of people and places around you. This awareness will not detract from your relationships with others. Instead, it will increase your ability to give love and encouragement to them. My peace will permeate your words and demeanor. You will be active in the world, yet one step removed from it. You will not be easily shaken because my enveloping presence buffers the blow of problems. This is the path I have set before you. As you follow it wholeheartedly, you experience abundant life and peace.
Consider the following words from Scripture about finding time for God.
Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exalt in your righteousness. Psalm 89, verses 15 through 16. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Psalm 16, verse 8. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2.
Think about how much activity you have in your life and if it's hindering your time with God. As you strive to be active in the world, yet one step removed from it, ask God to rearrange your priorities this week to make time with Him paramount.
September 25th. Pour all of your energy into trusting me. It is through trust that you stay connected to me, aware of my presence. Every step on your life journey can be a step of faith. Baby steps of trust are simple for you. You can take them with almost unconscious ease. Giant steps are another matter altogether. Leaping across chasms in semi-darkness, scaling cliffs of uncertainty, trudging through the valley of the shadow of death. These feats require sheer concentration as well as utter commitment to me. Each of my children is a unique blend of temperament, giftedness, and life experiences. Something that is a baby step for you may be a giant step for another person, and vice versa. Only I know the difficulty or ease of each segment of your journey. Beware of trying to impress others by acting as if your giant steps are only baby ones. Do not judge others who hesitate in trembling fear before an act that would be easy for you. If each of my children would seek to please me above all else, fear of others' judgments would vanish, as would attempts to impress others. Focus your attention on the path just ahead of you and on the one who never leaves your side.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about God's devotion.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23, verse 4. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 2. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25.
Think about the things that bring you energy and the things that drain you. Recognize that spending time in God's Word revitalizes you and allows you to seek God above all else. Thank the Lord that He maps out the steps of your unique life journey and never leaves your side as you take leaps of faith together.
September 26th. Come to me and listen. Attune yourself to my voice and receive my richest blessings. Marvel at the wonder of communing with the Creator of the universe while sitting in the comfort of your home. Kings who reign on earth tend to make themselves inaccessible. Ordinary people almost never gain an audience with them. Even dignitaries must plow through red tape and protocol in order to speak with royalty. Though I am King of the universe, I am totally accessible to you. I am with you wherever you are. Nothing can separate you from my presence. When I cried out from the cross, "It is finished," the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. This opened the way for you to meet me face to face, with no need of protocol or priests. I, the King of Kings, am your constant companion.
Consider the following words from Scripture about listening to God.
The Sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the world that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being taught. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest affair. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 2 through 3. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John chapter 19, verse 30. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, and the rocks split. Matthew chapter 27, verses 50 through 51.
Contemplate how you might hear God's voice in your life. Give thanks for the access you have to the King of Kings as your constant companion. Rejoice at the wonder of communing with the Creator of the universe while sitting in the comfort of your home.
September 27th. Relax in my everlasting arms. Your weakness is an opportunity to grow strong in awareness of my almighty presence. When your energy fails you, do not look inward and lament the lack you find there. Look to me and my sufficiency. Rejoice in my radiant riches that are abundantly available to help you. Go gently through this day, leaning on me and enjoying my presence. Thank me for your neediness, which is building trust bonds between us. If you look back on your journey thus far, you can see that days of extreme weakness have been some of your most precious times. Memories of these days are richly interwoven with golden strands of my intimate presence.
Consider the following words from Scripture about accepting your neediness.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemy before you, saying, "Destroy him." Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Psalm 27, verses 13 through 14.
Consider how you look at times of weakness in your life. Acknowledge that God is the source of all sufficiency. You do not have to lament that you are lacking anything. Whisper a prayer of thanks for your neediness and the trust bonds it is building between you and God.
September 28th. Open your mind and heart, your entire being, to receive my love in full measure. So many of my children limp through their lives starved for love because they haven't learned the art of receiving. This is essentially an act of faith, believing that I love you with boundless, everlasting love. The art of receiving is also a discipline, training your mind to trust me, coming close to me with confidence. Remember that the evil one is the father of lies. Learn to recognize his deceptive intrusions into your thoughts. One of his favorite deceptions is to undermine your confidence in my unconditional love. Fight back against these lies. Do not let them go unchallenged. Resist the devil in my name, and he will slink away from you. Draw near to me, and my presence will envelop you in love.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about God's unconditional love.
I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. John chapter 8, verse 44. Therefore submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. James chapter 4, verses 7 through 8.
Contemplate how open you are to receiving God's unconditional love. Recognize that the art of receiving love from God is a discipline. You must continually forge your trust with God by drawing near to Him with confidence. Ask God to help you reject the lies that His unconditional love is not for you.
September 29th. I am with you and all around you, encircling you in golden rays of light. I always behold you face to face. Not one of your thoughts escapes my notice. Because I am infinite, I am able to love you as if you and I were the only ones in the universe. Walk with me in intimate love steps, but do not lose sight of my majesty. I desire to be your closest friend, yet I am also your sovereign Lord. I created your brain with capacity to know me as friend and Lord simultaneously. The human mind is the pinnacle of my creation, but so few use it for its primary purpose, knowing me. I communicate continually through my spirit, my word, and my creation. Only humans are capable of receiving me and responding to my presence. You are indeed fearfully and wonderfully made.
Consider the following words from Scripture about knowing God.
I sought the Lord and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. Psalm 34, verses 4 through 6. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to Him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is My Son, whom I love. With Him I am well pleased." 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. John chapter 17, verse 3. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Psalm 139, verse 14.
Examine how you use your mind for its primary purpose, to know and respond to God's presence. Accept that none of your thoughts escapes God's notice. Rejoice that you are walking alongside majesty in this life, and be reminded that you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
September 30th. I am perpetually with you, taking care of you. That is the most important fact of your existence. I am not limited by time or space. My presence with you is a forever promise. You need not fear the future, for I am already there. When you make that quantum leap into eternity, you will find me awaiting you in heaven. Your future is in my hands. I release it to you day by day, moment by moment. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. I want you to live this day abundantly, seeing all there is to see, doing all there is to do. Don't be distracted by future concerns. Leave them to me. Each day of life is a glorious gift. But so few people know how to live within the confines of today. Much of their energy for abundant living spills over the timeline into tomorrow's worries or past regrets. Their remaining energy is sufficient only for limping through the day, not for living it to the full. I am training you to keep your focus on my presence in the present. This is how to receive abundant life, which flows freely from my throne of grace.
Consider the following words from Scripture about worry over the future.
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John chapter 10, verse 10. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15.
Give thought to how much you worry about tomorrow. Acknowledge God's promise that you should not fear the future, because He is already there. Rejoice in the reality that each day is a glorious gift, and that your focus on God will enable you to receive abundant life from His throne of grace.
October 1st. Worship me only. I am King of Kings and Lord of Lords, dwelling in unapproachable light. I am taking care of you. I am not only committed to caring for you, but I am also absolutely capable of doing so. Rest in me, my weary one, for this is a form of worship. Though self-flagellation has gone out of style, many of my children drive themselves like racehorses. They whip themselves into action, ignoring how exhausted they are. They forget that I am sovereign and that my ways are higher than theirs. Underneath their driven service, they may secretly resent me as a harsh taskmaster. Their worship of me is lukewarm because I am no longer their first love. My invitation never changes. Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. Worship me by resting peacefully in my presence.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture and find rest in God.
Which God will bring about in His own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To Him be honor and might forever. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 15 through 16. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 9. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
Consider the time you spend resting, and if you plan enough time to refresh yourself from your busy days. Take God up on His invitation to come to Him when you are weary to receive His rest. Thank Him for taking care of you.
October 2nd. Never take for granted my intimate nearness. Marvel at the wonder of my continual presence with you. Even the most ardent human lover cannot be with you always, nor can another person know the intimacies of your heart, mind, and spirit. I know everything about you, even to the number of hairs on your head. You don't need to work at revealing yourself to me. Many people spend a lifetime or a small fortune searching for someone who understands them. Yet I am freely available to all who call upon my name, who open their hearts to receive me as Savior. This simple act of faith is the beginning of a lifelong love story. I, the lover of your soul, understand you perfectly and love you eternally.
Consider the following words from Scripture about calling on Jesus' name.
Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Luke chapter 12, verse 7. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. John chapter 1, verse 12. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 13.
Recount the times you've called on Jesus' name during the various seasons of your life. Realize that invoking his name is more than a punctuation on a daily prayer. It's part of a lifetime of seeking him. Give thanks to God for Jesus, the lover of your soul.
October 3rd. When many things seem to be going wrong, trust me. When your life feels increasingly out of control, thank me. These are supernatural responses, and they can lift you above your circumstances. If you do what comes naturally in the face of difficulties, you may fall prey to negativism. Even a few complaints can set you on a path that is a downward spiral by darkening your perspective and mindset. With this attitude controlling you, complaints flow more and more readily from your mouth. Each one moves you steadily down the slippery spiral. The lower you go, the faster you slide. But it is still possible to apply the brakes. Cry out to me in my name. Affirm your trust in me, regardless of how you feel. Thank me for everything, though this seems unnatural, even irrational. Gradually, you will begin to ascend, recovering your lost ground. When you are back on ground level, you can face your circumstances from a humble perspective. If you choose supernatural responses this time, trusting and thanking me, you will experience my unfathomable peace.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about trusting God when things go wrong.
But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. Psalm 13, verse 5. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20.
Think about the relationship trust has to gratefulness in your spiritual life. Take a moment to consider that when you place your trust in God, the affirmation of that trust is thanking him for however the situation turns out. As you begin this cycle of affirmation and thanks, acknowledge God's gift of unfathomable peace.
October 4th. I am the Creator of heaven and earth, Lord of all that is and all that will ever be. Although I am unimaginably vast, I choose to dwell within you, permeating you with my presence. Only in the spirit realm could someone so infinitely great live within someone so very small. Be awed by the power and the glory of my spirit within you. Though the Holy Spirit is infinite, he deigns to be your helper. He is always ready to offer assistance. All you need to do is ask. When the path before you looks easy and straightforward, you may be tempted to go it alone instead of relying on me. This is when you are in the greatest danger of stumbling. Ask my Spirit to help you as you go each step of the way. Never neglect this glorious source of strength within you.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture, that God's Spirit lives within you.
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. John chapter 14, verses 16 through 17. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. John chapter 16, verse 7. So he said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6.
Think about how vast God is. Now think about how he chooses to live within you. As you realize you have the greatness of God as part of your very being, consider how much power and glory you have access to through him. As you face a challenging situation, you can be comforted by this source of glorious strength that resides within you.
October 5th. Remember that joy is not dependent on your circumstances. Some of the world's most miserable people are those whose circumstances seem the most inviolable. People who reach the top of the ladder career-wise are often surprised to find emptiness awaiting them. True joy is a byproduct of living in my presence. Therefore, you can experience it in palaces, in prisons, anywhere. Do not judge a day as devoid of joy just because it contains difficulties. Instead, concentrate on staying in communication with me. Many of the problems that clamor for your attention will resolve themselves. Other matters you must deal with, but I will help you with them. If you make problem solving secondary to the goal of living close to me, you can find joy even in your most difficult days.
Contemplate the following words from Scripture about true joy.
Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. Splendor and majesty are before him, strength and joy in his dwelling place. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 27.
Contemplate the feelings you have when you spend time with someone who cares about you and is glad to be with you. Recognize that these feelings are hardwired within you as God has designed you specifically to experience joy. Lift a prayer of thanks to God that you can experience His true joy in any circumstance.
October 6th. Be willing to follow wherever I lead. Follow me wholeheartedly, with glad anticipation, quickening your pace. Though you don't know what lies ahead, I know, and that is enough. Some of my richest blessings are just around the bend, out of sight, but nonetheless very real. To receive these gifts, you must walk by faith, not by sight. This doesn't mean closing your eyes to what is all around you. It means subordinating the visible world to the invisible shepherd of your soul. Sometimes I lead you up a high mountain with only my hand to